Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
This is the show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge. We play some music. We're pretty awesome people, too.
I think I'm
pretty
cool.
So don't go anywhere.
MG.
Don't leave. You just heard Night Force by Power Glove. We got more coming up, though. We have all of our news, reviews, all of our podcasts, all of our audio that will eventually be online. It will be online.
You've been saying it for a long time now.
Yeah, you know, as soon as I get a production area at my house back, I will be cutting all the audio. It might be this weekend. I don't know.
Okay, that'd be nice.
More on that later. We have a website where all that stuff's going to be. Bear, what is the website?
You can go to exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We also have social media. That's Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, YouTube, Steam community, all that stuff. Go to exppoints.com/social. That's our landing page. You'll see all of that and more. We got PayPal. We got Patreon. We got Stitcher and iTunes, where we're also on there.
You can carry us in your pocket.
We're tremendous. We're amazing. We're the best people.
I'm going to build a wall around you.
We also have PayPal and Patreon, again, if you want to donate money to us. PayPal
donate money
directly,
so I can build a wall around Matt.
Patreon indirectly via us doing some dumb things. We have three songs we're going to play. We're going to come back and talk about what we did last week.
I want to listen to some music
tonight. This is Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi, the device that has been modified by the victims of science,
like
and
one.
Never Surrender by Martin O'Donnell off the Halo, I think Halo 3 soundtrack. It might be Halo 2.
I think so. Is that the one where Cortana like eventually is like, I'm shutting this down?
Is that line in there? Yeah, I think so.
I love that one.
That's three, I think.
Okay.
I think it's Halo 3. Well, anyway,
we're nerds.
We will catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Never Surrender by Martin O'Donnell at the Halo soundtrack. Before that, the device has been modified by victims of science, and we open the entire thing up with Helix Nebula by Anna Monoguchi, an oldie but a goodie.
I really feel like this is some good music we got going
this
tonight.
We're going to
play like all my favorites.
It's going to be a lot of music because we're doing this thing. We changed how we're organizing the show, right?
Yeah, so, that combined with the number of monster cans currently on the table.
We are working on little to nothing right now, but we did make a decision. We were talking to Matt Doyle. We'll always give a shout out to Matt Doyle.
Hey, Matt Doyle.
He's our underwriter. He does Perpetual Change. Cool guy all the way around.
Plug.
Listen to Perpetual Change. I want to say it's before this show. That might be sold out, though. I can't remember. He did a show sold out, and I don't know if he does that anymore, but it's definitely before this one from 8 to 9. I can't
possible
remember when Perpetual
knowledge.
Is.
Possible truths. That
check,
was it.
Check the possible facts.
Oh, sorry. That's MG's thing, guys.
That's my thing. It might be a fact. I don't know. It could be. Anyway, we were talking with Matt, and he's helping us sort of figure out ways to structure the show. So what we're doing is we're going back probably about a year ago. We started doing something like this where we were planning individual
shows. Yeah, we kind of had like
shows.
Sections, like the things we did last week, then news, then...
Well, that's when we started doing it like this, like we currently
right.
are. Before that, there were segments of the show or parts of the season where we would dedicate it purely to big deal in gaming or big deal in geekdom sort of shows, like the video game Crash in 1983. Bit one of our best episodes.
Right. I think so.
Another one was that Happy Birthday Dreamcast. You know, it was the 15th and then the 16th anniversary of the Dreamcast.
Seriously love that.
It just happened to be the 17th this year. So, I mean, there are a lot of shows where we have a really big overall point, and it's not just news, like minute-to-minute news or music. This show is going to be more like
a lot
that
of music.
Because next show, we're actually gearing up for the 20th year anniversary of Tomb Raider.
Yay!
So I'm a big Tomb Raider fan. I love Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I've played some Tomb Raider.
I think Tomb Raider 2 was maybe the first first PlayStation 1 game that I've ever played.
Oh, wow.
And
I remember I started playing Tomb Raider because you had installed it on the computer at school.
Yes. Well, and that's...
And this is back in the day when there was a computer
and that
at
was,
school.
That was Tomb Raider 2.
That was it.
That was Tomb Raider 2. So I definitely have played every Tomb Raider game. There is, even the dumb ones, even the bad ones, even the mobile ones. I've bought platforms just to play Tomb Raider because I love
kind
this series. I'm kind of a fan. I had the Lara Croft memory card. You know, I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. You did?
Yeah.
I don't remember you having it.
It was a Lara Croft memory card for the PlayStation 1.
I know what card you're talking about. Wow.
15 blocks or whatever.
Man, back when memory was blocks.
Back,
I had like a dual-sided one. You hit a button. button. It flipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
What did you do this past week? What have you been up to?
Yeah. Well, mostly getting lost in Star Citizen.
Oh, yeah?
Because we just had CitizenCon. Got to watch hours upon hours of talking. Basically, the takeaways, Squadron 42's been postponed.
Yeah, it's...
Because
it's,
development is hard, yeah.
Well, and when you look at the status of the game, when you look at the state of the tech... It's not even a tech demo. It's like what the game is eventually going to be. It's so exciting.
Right.
It's,
I'm glad that you see that. See, I've noticed a lot of people, especially on the internet, because there's all kinds of wonderful, happy people on the internet, right?
I don't know where they're at, but okay.
Yeah, I haven't found them. But they talk about how this game's a ripoff, how it's never getting made, all this stuff. I don't think people comprehend what they're doing.
I understand that sentiment, and I guess I can devil's advocate kind of feel that way because I was one of the original Kickstarters. I am one of the original Kickstarters. And
I came
waiting,
in about a year later, I think.
We've been waiting for the game for over 3 years now, and you know, whenever I throw money at something, whenever I throw money at a product, and again, I think the difference between Kickstarter and buying a game off the shelf is whenever I pay $50 for a game, I expect that game to be substantial. I expect it to be worth my money.
Right.
Looking at you, No Man's Sky. But whenever I have... are you all right? You're kind of dying over there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
But no, whenever you buy something on Kickstarter, you are buying the idea. That's
how I phrase it. You're buying the idea.
You're funding
of
that
thing.
Developer's pursuit. And if people can't understand that... Now, I don't expect, because again, it's not like...
which is a debate I get into with people, because I am, I like to say, heavily vested in Star Citizen.
You spend a lot of money in Star Citizen.
I'm heavily vested. And people say, hey, you're just buying stupid ships you can get in-game later. But that's not... I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I have the money,
right,
and I want this product to exist, so I like to support the development.
Right.
And yes, I do get an in-game product, but it's not like I'm buying DLC.
It's almost like, you know, whenever you go to a show... like a concert, and there's a merch booth, and you buy something from
that's
the merch
exactly
booth,
what this
you
is.
Could easily go to Hot Topic, or you can buy the album online, or you could just stream it via Google Play, or you could just pirate it. You could just rip it off YouTube, you know, but you don't, because if you did that, and everybody did that, and everybody in the entire world did that, then what reason does this band, or in this case, this developer, have to keep going? Now, right. on the same token, Chris Roberts and Robert Space Industries,
they've got a ton of money.
They've got a ton of money from...
basically, people want this to happen. And at this point, and I will say, with the Alpha 2.6 that had dropped a little while back, it's a game now. You can play things. Like, I love to just get on and go fix comma rays. And that's what I'm loving about this. Like,
I love being a repairman in space.
I've become a repairman. That's what I've done. Intergalactic repairman. Because I just enjoy it. It's kind of like one of those silly things you can kind of do. It's like you'll fight a couple pirates. It's not real intense.
Yeah.
Or, like, since Grim Hex is up now, and it's the pirate base, a lot of people have been doing raids on it and stuff. So we already have that running in game and everything. It's really great.
I think it's nice to see what they are shooting for. You know, the long-term goal is a game that, in conventional development, it wouldn't work. No company
not.
Would. It'd be in development hell a lot longer than something like Duke Nukem Forever or Half-Life 3 or, you know, things that maybe we have Prey 2. Things that we either have heard about or later on, Beyond Good and Evil 2, you know, since 2008. We've been waiting for this game, so a good 8-plus years. And we don't know if it's coming or if it's not. You know, when you see the fact that they're making progress... They're communicating well.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. They actually have several podcasts they do from their different development studios with different teams, QAs, the developers, they got designers. Like, and they all have their own shows, and you go in there and you watch hours upon hours of what's going on. It's like you might as well have a live feed from the studio.
And Chris Roberts and you know, Robert Space Industries, they've done really well to understand this future-like sort of form of entertainment where it doesn't just start or stop at the game. It's the entire ecosystem. It's the entire universe around it. And if that means it includes these live TV shows that are with the developers or even like commercials about the ships.
I love how they did this promo.
It's the universe. You're building a universe. And universe building, one, it's not quick. Two, it shouldn't be. Shouldn't be quick. Mass Effect would not mean as much if all three games were released at once and we didn't have time to kind of roll over the ideas and we didn't have time to deal with things. It's okay that this game is taking a long time because in the end, hopefully it's a game that will last.
Right. You know? You want, yeah, and sustainability is what you're going for. And but you should be proud of me because we had CitizenCon and they announced the new concept sales, the Corvette, right, which is a capital ship. Obviously, I'm not buying that. I'm not that rich. It's, I think, released at $750.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's $750. Yeah, $750. It's not really meant for a person to buy. It's more like a corporation would own one, okay, of these.
That so you're saying that you'd buy like for like at $350. Or three,
I think the most I've spent on a ship, and this is going to make people cringe.
Everybody, hold on.
Yeah, because I own a Constellation Aquila, I think is the Aquila.
Aquila.
Yeah.
Astral Body?
Yeah. Aquila. Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, it's $275.
Wow.
So that's one of the ships I own.
You got... You got space FU money.
Yeah, I do. So, we'll go through my ships. I own that one. I own the $100 M50. And God, someone's going to do all the math on this. I think it's $100. My favorite one right now that I can't think of the name of.
Doesn't matter.
Not the Buccaneer. That's the Buccaneer I didn't buy. It was on concept sale. I didn't buy it.
Okay.
No, the Cutlass. Bought the Drake Cutlass. I own a P-72, which isn't a real ship yet. It doesn't exist. It got it on a concept sale. It was like $30.
Okay.
And then I own...
You're already past 500, by the way.
Thanks. Oh, and that, and I've also bought friends things. So...
You didn't buy me. You didn't buy me anything.
Well, fine. Just
no,
wait.
You know what? I'm happy with my M-35.
Don't you have the freaking...
I've got the little thing.
The Aurora?
Yeah.
That's a piece of crap, man.
Well, you know what?
It's so bad.
I was one of the original backers.
Well, good job. They give you an Aurora. I hope you
Roberts,
like your space truck.
Senpai will notice me one day, and he will bestow upon me space love.
Yeah.
But
no, like I said, I'm clearly over $500 in this game. That's not a thing. I'm not doing that.
That was just an extras. That wasn't even counting the $50 game.
Well, no, originally I bought a Freelancer package with the game. Uh-huh. That I upgraded that to the Constellation.
Freelancer was a good game, by the way.
Was a good game.
Just to throw that out there. Also, Chris Roberts.
Yeah, also Chris Roberts. That's probably the reference of the ship. Maybe. Get it. But I played Freelancer so much. Spent a lot less money on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
Also, I also played the crap out of Wing Commander.
Yeah.
I remember installing it on like 6 floppies.
Yeah.
It was great. I thought that was expensive.
Mark Hamill was in that.
Yeah, yes, he was.
I'm pretty sure Mark Hamill and definitely Gary Oldman, but a few other people are going to be eventually in Squadron 42 when it comes out. So there's actually some cinematics that are, it's oddly Uncanny Valley, but it's kind of okay.
Yeah. The big thing that we're all waiting on is Alpha 3.0 to drop, and that'll have planetary landings. And my version of the Constellation, I believe, will be available.
Yeah, because you're using like the standard trim.
Yeah, like the Constellation I have is an upgraded one for exploration,
uh-huh,
and since it's not ready yet, you can actually view it in the hangar. But it's not done and being developed, so they give you the base model, which is flyable.
They're going to rivet some things on.
Yeah, they're still assembling. Well, that, actually, you say that. The ships, the way they build them is they actually kind of do that. Like, they have the rockets and jets and everything,
yeah,
and they attach them as if they were actual modules, so there's a lot of balancing that way.
Yeah, I know, because you could lose a thruster, and all of a sudden you lose some stability. You can't strafe as well.
Oh, yeah. That's with my Cutlass. If you knock off one of my, I have these two engines that spin. Mm-hmm. If you knock off one of those, it's crazy. So I've been spending a lot of time in Star Citizen.
I know this weekend your Comic-Con got interrupted a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
but
I went to Comic-Con, by the way. Yeah, I worked press at Comic-Con. That
was
fun.
Very cool.
Side note.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with Comic-Con. It's fun.
That's
In between, they interrupted my Star Citizen time.
Yeah, right.
I had to go see
you did meet a couple people. That was kind of neat.
What's
Deep Karki
name?
I think I'm pronouncing his name right. He was Nubaloo, but he was...
Deep
he was
Roy? Is that his name?
Deep Roy or Deep Karki?
Deep Roy. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hi, by the way. He actually recorded a little bit of audio for me.
Awesome.
But yeah, no, he's the one that played every Oompa Loompa. So that's great.
And he's also the in Star Trek, the new Star Trek, he is the engineering assistant. Yeah. Simon Pegg's
But more
guy.
Importantly, all the Oompa Loompas.
All the Oompa Loompas.
Every one of them.
Yep. I'm sure he did more than that.
So yeah, he's done a lot of things. He didn't do Yoda, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's because Yoda is 3D. It's like CG now.
Well, no, I mean before that.
No, he's not that old.
How old was that movie? I don't know,
Star
guys.
Wars?
Yeah.
The 70s.
The 70s. I don't know.
The
Ignore 70s. Me completely.
Yoda was a puppet.
Yeah.
He was always
okay,
a puppet.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? I
How
need
many geek
more...
cards do you have in your purse
No, well,
purse
okay,
right
you
now?
Know, you know, I have some stuff going on, and I haven't slept in like 72 hours.
Yeah, that's about right.
So, well, ignore anything I say, people.
I have. Are you done with your what you've done?
Sure.
Sure. So I've done a few things. One, I finally got. Well, I didn't actually get it yet, but I'm working on getting faster internet. Talked about 6 meg internet. Finally, I got really upset and I canceled my package with telecom company.
Yeah,
and then immediately, like the next month, because after the flood, I haven't been really in my house and the DSL hasn't been working anyway. Immediately after that, like the month after the flood, they come through and they're like, "Hey, remember that fiber that we were digging and putting in your neighborhood? Well, now it works. Your neighbor got some.
Good job.
You can get the fiber now." So I looked at it, and it's like $140, $150 for gigabit. But then I'm looking at it, I'm like, it's $70 for 100 meg. And I'm not going to use 100 meg, but it's $60 for 24 underneath. It's like the next lower tier for $60 is 24 meg. So it's...
I was wrong. He played R2-D2 in episode 6.
Who, Deep Roy?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You need to.
And an Ewok.
They don't know that you're looking at your phone right now. You got to kind of give them some.
Oh, you also context? Yeah. Oh, wait. Nope. 1980. Yoda stand-in.
He was a Yoda stand-in in 1980.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's been in the game for a little bit.
Yeah, his first film was Pink Panther Strikes Again.
You did interview him.
He's an Italian assassin.
You did interview him, so I did. I shouldn't claim to be an IMDb expert on Deep Roy.
Yeah, I know some facts. And then I had the internet.
But anyway, yeah. So I'm working on getting faster internet. I'm working on getting back into the drinking game. I am sort of migrating back to being in my house and with a laptop. I have been playing a little bit of RimWorld, a little bit more RimWorld. So I'm getting back into it because they've updated it a couple times and there's a few things that have changed in it. So I'm kind of spinning back up. For instance, the research has been just outfitted really well. So I've sunk. This week alone, probably in the last 3 or 4 days, probably a good 20 hours into RimWorld, just playing that. And in preparation for this Tomb Raider show that we're doing next week. Again, if you can make it to the Tomb Raider show, it's literally the same place you're at right now.
I love how you have to make it to a radio and internet
RSVP
broadcast.
To this Tomb Raider radio show.
I'll get you in.
But no, I've been playing Rise of the Tomb Raider because they released the Rise of the Tomb Raider 20th anniversary pack for PlayStation 4, which is just a new build of the game with all the available DLC. At the same time, they also released additional Season Pass DLC on the PC side. So okay. I renewed the Season Pass. I got all the DLC. And I'm playing through Blood Ties, which is you go back to the Croft Manor and you sort of figure out the complementary story to kind of what the main campaign is. You see what happened. I love the Croft Manor from the original Tomb Raider games.
Okay.
Because it was so neat to just have this, like, at the time it was just a gym to jump around in and bounce around in and a maze and then four wheelers in Tomb Raider 3. I mean, there were a lot of really cool things in the Croft Manor. And it's something they didn't need to put in there. It was just because it's not like you go to the Croft Manor in any part of the game.
I gotcha.
So it was neat and it was extra and it was cool. And it was totally this immersive thing. And it's something that the original Tomb Raider, the reboot, 2013 or 2015 reboot, has lacked. Rise of the Tomb Raider finally patched it in. And we see a Tomb Raider, a Croft Manor that is decrepit. It's fallen apart. It has fallen into disarray. It's this beautiful, ancient sort of manor that just hasn't been kept up. And there's all of this backstory contextual information that sort of fills in all the gaps that if you never played Tomb Raider and you started with Tomb Raider in 2013 or whatever, and then you kept playing Rise of the Tomb Raider, I think, in 2015, if you've never played Tomb Raider before that, it's such a good journey. If you've played Tomb Raider before that, though, and you know a roundabout story of what they were going for, it's such a good – it's a love letter. It's a love letter to fans.
I think MG likes it, guys.
It's so good. And they released more than just that. They released sort of like a zombie mode called Lara's Nightmare and a few other things. So, again, Tomb Raider, one of my favorite series. We'll be talking more about it next week. We'll probably air and do a podcast separate to that. But okay. I was also trying to play the original Tomb Raiders, and it's hard because they're all DOSBox games on PC. And at one point I owned all of them on PlayStation 1. I traded them all in because I was getting rid of disc media.
Right, yeah.
So I bought them all on PC anyway. Well, playing anything lower than Angel of Darkness and higher than Tomb Raider 3 is a problem. And I love Last Revelation and Chronicles. Those are really, really good games. But they want, like, DirectX 9. Windows 10 plus DirectX 9 is just a recipe for disaster.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So all I was able to get was the Angel of Darkness, and that is just a terrible, terrible game. So... I'm sorry.
Such a cool title, though.
The Angel of Darkness, and it should have been. Honestly, the movie was better. The movie.
Wow,
the Angelina Jolie movie was better, and I feel bad for saying that, but I mean, whatever. So it's not. It wasn't bad. But then yeah. So I did look at Star Citizen a little bit. We were watching a bunch of.
I played so much Star Citizen. I don't even know. I don't think you understand how many commeries I've fixed lately.
No, I don't.
I'm the reason that you can calm.
You're the reason you're hearing this. It had to go to space before it came to your radio. So thank Red Bear. I'm also catching up on some TV shows, and I don't really watch a lot of TV, but I'm catching up on BoJack Horseman. I'm catching up on Fargo. If you haven't seen Fargo.
I have not watched Fargo. I am watching Dark Matter.
Dark Matter.
It's getting better.
Dark Matter's getting better.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine recently started rewatching Gundam Wing.
Oh,
so
man.
So I started watching Gundam Wing as well, and I've got to say, my brother said it, and
so which one
it was the one with the Gundam. With Togi's Troa Hero. It was good. Okay. Endless Waltz was the movie. So anyway, it was the one. The big one on Toonami back in the day.
Gotcha.
But I'm watching it, and I just kind of thought, I was like, man, this is an emo anime. This is super emo. Everything in it is emo. And I love the animation. I love the show itself, because it's not my favorite. Like 8th MS Team is probably my favorite. Mm-hmm. The original is certainly more of my favorite than this one, because it touches on a lot of really serious subject matter.
Yeah, the original was amazing.
In the late 70s, I mean, it was doing that.
That's what I love about anime, is how they can go into these really deep topics.
Oh yeah, it's so many things that are taboo in, like, you know, cinema or American animation, or even American, you know, action movies. They're able to do it extremely well in Japanese animation. So good props to you. We're gonna play three songs, come back, and we're gonna talk about some more stuff. This is Rescue Rangers theme by The Human Tim. After that, Derez by Daft Punk off of the Tron soundtrack.
Love
and
it.
And then Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on the Experience Points Radio Show on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, Experience Points, but we're actually out of time.
Man, you overran us?
I didn't overrun us, but we're going to play three more songs.
I blame you.
It's one of those things where...
I do like music, and I feel like some music tonight, good.
We are totally throwing the music at you. Again, we're not going to talk about any news or anything crazy, though. There's some stuff going on in Eve.
I heard about that.
Guy has a $75,000 bounty to take down Hard Knocks, but we're going to let that play out a little bit more, because that's just a normal Tuesday on Eve, apparently. So
I'm just going to throw out there, Star Citizen's community is really cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. You just heard Skull Crusher Mountain by Jonathan Colton. Before that, Derez by Daft Punk off the Tron soundtrack, and Rescue Ranger by The Human Tim. As I said, we are out of time, but we've got this audio, or we will eventually have this audio, and much, much more on our website. Bear, what is the website?
The site is exppoints.com. Remember to double tap the P.
We're on social media as well. Feel free to like, subscribe, follow, and do whatever you're supposed to do, whatever the appropriate verb is on those sites.
Just do the
Go
stuff.
To exp
Push all
points.
The buttons. Click all the things.
Go to exppoints.com/social to see Facebook, Twitter, Google+, YouTube, Steam community, all that stuff. And just be part of our community. We'll be part of yours. That's how that works. We're also on iTunes and Stitcher if you want to hook us up with podcasts on your devices. We are on PayPal and Patreon if you want to give us money or donate money or pay us to do something dumb for you. We will.
I like doing dumb things.
We will do dumb
things. Pretty much my entire life is a dumb thing.
Again, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to be back 1 week from tonight, 9 to 10 p.m. next Wednesday. It's going to be about Tomb Raiders, the 20th year anniversary. it might just be this really awesome, like, just nothing but no music. It's just us talking. It's
going to be great. For an hour, you're going to have to listen to me.
It's going to be really, really good. We're going to end on three songs. This is Throwing Fire by Ronald Jinkies. After that, Save World, Get Girl by I Fight Dragons, and then Diamonds by The Outrunners. We'll catch you after, I guess, after a week. We'll catch
after
you
a week,
back.
7 days.
I'm
ready. I'm Red Bear.
And you've been listening to this on Southeastern Zone
90.9 FM KSLU.